Welcome to a new edition of Mercenary Musings Radio, a bi-weekly audio program featuring mining analyst and commodities expert, the mercenary geologist, Mickey Fulp. We are your most trusted source for in-depth analysis and commentary on commodities, mining, and the junior resource sector. Joining us from Albuquerque, New Mexico for the last time in 2012 is the mercenary geologist Mickey Fulp. Mickey, how have you been?
I've been well, Rob, and you?
Oh, good stuff. Getting ready for 2013. It's been a busy time of the year, but we're going to be looking back a little bit on commodities for this program, Mickey, bringing the curtain down on 2012 with a review of how gold, copper, oil, and uranium have traded, and also get your outlook for 2013. Let's begin with bullion. Some people might put the performance of bullion in the disappointing camp because we're way off a double-digit gain. I think we're up around 5%. So give us your recap on how gold is traded and your thoughts.
Well, it's been range-bound for most of the year. Depending on what's going on with central banks and quantitative easing and some of the geopolitical events, including the Iran nuclear affair, which was positive for gold, kind of a risk-on environment, and then the Greek crisis. Then we had quantitative easing announced both in Europe and the U.S. So all in all, gold has perform much as we would expect, with devaluation of currencies year-wide, as you said, up 5% on the year. And I think we could probably say that it will end 2013 higher than it starts 2013. That's been the case, as you said, for 12 years now.
Yeah. What do you see really preventing a breakout to the upside for the price of bullion? I get the feeling, Mickey, that you're looking at 2013 saying, yes, it's going to be a winner, but you know what? It's not going to be certainly a sharp rise for gold.
Well, it's hard to predict, but the positive aspects of it are devaluation of fiat currencies worldwide, and that certainly is positive for gold. But on the negative side, we've had decreased physical demand, both in ETFs, paper gold, and also decreased bullion demand from India and China, which are the two biggest buyers. So we have a couple of things working against each other now. The fact that gold has gone up 12 consecutive years, year over year, I think it's pretty good bet it will happen again because there's more and more money being printed worldwide.
Okay, turning to the base metals, the metal that you and I often like to talk about, copper, Mickey, ending the year little changed from where it began about 12 months ago. And I guess not surprising considering the fact that China eats up about 40% of this stuff on a global demand basis. And that economy, suffered a bit in 2012, didn't it? It's been under, economic growth there has been slowing, although now starting to show some signs of perhaps a little bit of a tick higher, at least stabilizing.
Well, it's true, and the perturbations in copper reflected that over the course of the year. A year ago, copper was trading in the high $3.40 range. It closed on Friday at $3.55, so down 8 cents, more or less year over year. So what we've found, once again, for the last 5 years, we have a very balanced supply-demand scenario within the world's copper production. Overall growth of demand is still about 4% a year. Copper looks like it's going to be in slight deficit this year, about 120,000 tons, but that's only 2 days of worldwide demand. So once again, we had some perturbations in the market, but it basically was range-bound all year between the high of about 390 and a low of about 330, but it really spent most of the year trading in the plus or minus $3.50 range. That's a very good price. Legitimate copper producers are making money at that price, and I would not expect much to change in the copper market. China is the driver. It slowed down this year, but demand from other parts of the world picked up. So all in all, the copper market looks healthy, and I see no reason to think it won't be range-bound again this year. there are some catalysts perhaps that could move the price of copper this year. One thing we have seen is that stocks have gone up. Warehouse stocks have gone up significantly, something on the order of, I would say somewhere on the order of 40% since September. That's probably negative for the price of copper. But then J.P. Morgan got approval of their physical copper ETF. That should be positive for the price of copper with a certain amount of London Metal Exchange stocks removed from the market. All in all, I look forward to another mixed bag for copper.
Okay, and how do you see crude oil trading in 2013? Mickey, you know, this year it looks like the price of West Texas Intermediate is going to end the year lower than where it was at the beginning of 2012. I think part of the story there, certainly the shale boom in the United States. But what is your view on crude oil right now?
Well, it looks like it's going to end up down 10 to 12% over the year. It started last year at 99, trading now at about 89. It was fairly range-bound, traded most of the year in the plus or minus $90 range. But it did have a spike to $109 in late February. I think that was probably due to geopolitical events, specifically in Iran with the nuclear program that's going on there. And then it got hit pretty hard in the early summer, hit a low of 78 in late June. That can probably be attributed to the ongoing Greek crisis.
Mm-hmm.
As far as what happens in 2013, what we have abundant supplies right now. We have relatively strong demand. So the U.S. is increasingly becoming more and more independent on oil. Shale oil production in the U.S. is the big thing, and because of that, we've seen quite an arbitrage between WTI and Brent crude, something on the order of the ratio is about 1.3 to 1 right now with Brent price to WTI. That reflects the increased oil production in the U.S. And so supplies are tight in certain parts of the world and abundant, and certainly in North America.
Another commodity that has seen its struggles this year in terms of price, Mickey, uranium. This story all goes back to the crisis in Japan. Right now, I think we're looking at the spot price of uranium sitting at around $44 U.S. a pound. And it's been a really range-bound year for uranium, hasn't it, as well? But I'm wondering whether or not perhaps the groundwork has been laid for a move up in the price of uranium as we look ahead to 2013, because we have nuclear reactors in Japan. They're going to be getting back online.
Well, that's the thought, that they will be getting back online, but that's not going to happen very quickly. I think we're looking at mid-2013 for the earliest. There's still 48 of 50 working reactors in Japan offline, so that's about 10% of world demand. The price has gone nowhere but down most of the year. It started, spot price that is, at $52.50 in January, got as low as $40 in November. It's since rebounded about $44 now, but that's the price that does not really support most of the mines in the world. Even ISR mines, which are the cheapest, their overall costs are probably around $30 to $35 a pound. So if you're selling on the spot market, you're not making very much money. The term price, the long-term contract price, has been fairly stable at $60 to $62. What we have is a supply-demand equation here, where utilities have their short-term needs already in inventory, and so it has opened up more of a midterm market or a long-term market for uranium. Because of this low spot price, uranium equities have very much suffered over the course of the year. And at even a long-term price of $60, that does not lend any hope that new supply will be coming on board, at least new mine supply. We have the heavy enriched uranium to low enriched uranium program will end at the end of 2013. That should be a catalyst for a higher spot price. But all in all, although I remain a very strong uranium bull in the midterm, the short term price does not look particularly favorable. We need to get this thing up higher, and right now there's not a lot of short-term demand.
Okay, we'll wrap it up on that note. Mickey, it'll be the new year next time we get together for a chat. How do you want to kick off 2013? Any ideas?
Well, I think we'll go back and work our way down the halogens, which we were doing. So the next one on the agenda would be bromine, and we'll start in with that in a couple of weeks, Rob.
Okay, good stuff. Looking forward to it. Mickey, all the best for the holidays and the new year, and we will reconnect in 2013, sir.
Okay, thanks a lot, Rob.
That's Mickey Fulp, the Mercenary Geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com. And you can always hear Mickey's latest opinion exclusively on mercenarygeologist.fm and kitco.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.